This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
Maybe it's that you want to get out and learn a few skills, or maybe you want to learn about what is out there for us blind and partially sighted folks. Well, Bernie Reddington has been talking to Sophia Asif about the latest Finding Your Feet courses run by RNIB.
I'm joined by Bernie, who works in Norwich. Bernie is going to be running a couple of courses in the Norfolk and Suffolk area, and I spoke to her about who they're for and what they're about. They're called Finding Your Feet. So, Bernie, can you tell us a little bit more about them, please?
Finding Your Feet is a two-day confidence-building course for people who are primarily newly diagnosed with a sight condition. You don't need to be registered blind or partially sighted to attend these courses. But what it's there really to do, it's a stepping stone, it's a starting point at which to be able to discuss your situation, your sight loss with other like-minded people, share your experiences, receive some emotional support, and find out about products and goods and services and anything going on locally which can actually help you. So bring it all together. So it can be, you know, finding out about guide dogs. It could be finding out about the local sight loss societies. It could be finding about the local library or talking books.
Primarily aimed at people who have recently been diagnosed with a sight condition, and it's about supporting them then.
I'd say, generally speaking, yes, it's usually people who have been fairly recently diagnosed and want to know more. But you have to be in the right place to receive that kind of assistance. It is a really good tool for actually coming to terms with your sight loss, just to be able to discuss it with other people and discuss those frustrations. Or, you know, talk about just life at home, how your friends and family have started to behave towards you. Something which comes out frequently is that people think they're a fraud because, you know, in their own environment they might be able to cope really well, or at work they might be able to cope well if it's somewhere that they're familiar with. And then, you know, a friend might pass them on the other side of the road and they don't recognise them and they think they're being snooty, or, you know, they're making it all up. So just to be able to share that with other people.
Emotional support.
It's huge. But having said that, we've had people who've been, they've had sight loss for a long time and they've sort of got out of touch with what's going on locally and what the local service offer actually is. They might have been a bit shy about applying for a guide dog, or thought they were tying themselves into something, or they may have been registered or their sight loss has actually changed again. So although their registration hasn't changed, their sight loss actually has, so they've kind of dropped below that line of coping.
Okay.
And do need that extra support.
So perhaps learning some skills that maybe they hadn't needed before, or...
Yeah.
The workshops, they're two-day workshops?
They're two-day workshops. They cover all sorts of things. So we could be talking about talking ATM machines, talking mobile phones, magnification on the computer, to quite low-level things like filter glasses or using different colour paper and that kind of thing. Working safely in the kitchen, health and nutrition for your eyes, getting light support from your hospital, low vision tests and that kind of thing.
Pretty comprehensive.
Oh, yes. We sort of cover all sorts of bases. And what we can't do within those 2 days of the course, we certainly know people who can support them in the more long term, or we can pass them on to other services within our own team.
Some of the workshops are being run by professionals, and you have some speakers coming in from some different sight loss societies.
In the Norfolk area, we have the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. We always have somebody come along from them because their services are right on the ground. They are properly local, so they've got their community workers who can go out and visit people at home. They've got their resources centre and all that kind of stuff. And then in Suffolk, we have people from Sensing Change from the mobility services. So we talk about the pros and cons of using a white cane, you know, why people might be scared to use a white cane, how friends and family can support people. So apart from the dog services that guide dogs give, you know, they talk about their My Guide service and other volunteering services that they have to offer. The local sensory team in Norfolk, so the Norfolk sensory team, they'll come in to the Norfolk course too. So we try and tailor it to whatever the local need is. People in Suffolk don't get information about Yorkshire, or people who live in Norfolk don't get information about Suffolk because they really wouldn't like that. So we try and make it as relevant to them as possible, and we try and get them based as locally as possible because we understand that especially in Norfolk and Suffolk, the infrastructure in terms of public transport it's not easy. So we try, you know, if I've got a good cohort of people in a certain area, I will try and lay on a course. So even if the courses that we've got advertised coming up don't suit people in terms of location, if I have, you know, 10 to 12 people in a village, I'll be willing to put that course on if those people are committed to come along and actually enjoy the course.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.